William DiCarlo used to work for the Red Cross and lived on a solid middle-class salary. That is until 2011, when he and 100 other employees were let go. 6 months ago, the 60-year-old Hyde Park resident was earning a minimum wage paycheck as a school crossing guard. As of this week, when we check back with him, DiCarlo, though he has sent out hundreds of resumes in the field of nonprofit marketing, is still working as a crossing guard. But he says he tries to put the best face on a bad situation.
It's kind of good because a lot of times in the winter it's depressing. And in this case, I get out. And, I say the school runs from the 5th grade to the 12th grade. The kids are nice. And as my wife says, now you have something to do.
William DiCarlo is one of 58,000 state residents who have lost their long-term federal emergency unemployment benefits. But not everyone supports extending them.
Well, there is no free lunch here. If the federal government spends another $25 billion on these benefits right now, it means another $25 billion that are going to be thrown onto young Americans in the future who will have to pay back this massive federal debt.
Chris Edwards is editor of DownsizingGovernment.org at the Cato Institute in Washington, a conservative libertarian think tank that is asking Congress to end long-term unemployment benefits.
I don't think the federal government should continue the emergency benefits because the economy is growing now and creating jobs.
Unemployment benefits have long been an issue over which many battles have been fought on Capitol Hill. So it's no surprise that liberal and conservative economists also disagree on its merits.
Unemployment insurance benefits have been a lifeline to the long-term unemployed in the current economy.
Harvard labor economist Lawrence Katz takes issue with the notion that unemployment benefits, which average $270 per week, according to the State Office of Labor, takes more from the economy than it puts in.
Unemployment insurance benefits is about giving them some purchasing power, some dignity, some ability to have, consumer demand to help the rest of the economy and to stick with it in the workforce, not to drop out, which in the long run will cost taxpayers a lot more than extending unemployment insurance benefits.
But Katz's colleague, Jeffrey Miron, a senior lecturer in economics at Harvard, argues that unemployment benefits encourages many people to sit around waiting for the best job to come along.
Well, there certainly are many, many people who are unemployed who are searching actively all along the way, but there's more than one aspect of that search. There is what kinds of jobs you're looking for and what wage you're willing to accept. But the reality is that some people may only be able to be reemployed by accepting significant wage cuts. And so saying that one is searching is incomplete. It's not telling us, are you searching and willing to accept a 20% reduction or a 5% reduction or whatever is necessary in order to become reemployed?
I'd take any type of employment. I'm not afraid. I've worked in a gas station. You name it, I've done it. I'm not afraid to work.
That's William DiCarlo, who describes himself as a political conservative, responding to Jeffrey Miron's argument. And it's an argument, says Joanne Goldstein, that contravenes her own experience. Goldstein is Massachusetts Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development.
We find that most individuals on unemployment are very anxious to go to work, are actively seeking work, as you know, are unemployed through no fault of their own, and are doing everything in their power to find jobs. We do not see people staying on unemployment in lieu of jobs. We do see people trying very hard to find jobs and using the unemployment benefits until they do find a job in order to, pay for their housing costs, their food costs, their fuel costs, and that it's an essential benefit to keep them afloat while they're looking.
The bills continue to rise, and there's no income.
With an uptick in unemployment in Massachusetts at 7.1%, Harvard economist Lawrence Katz says that government could do more to help William DiCarlo and others like him who have been searching years for a full-time job.
We need something to support them. We should be doing more. We should be, providing extra incentives for firms to hire the long-term unemployed, training and education programs. But in the meantime, unemployment insurance is the main form of support. And it's really not sensible to be cutting it off in an economy with record high long-term unemployment.
Those checks were a godsend, says William DiCarlo.
Well, it did help. I think it comes out to like 50% of what you were making.
But DiCarlo says he will continue to pore over resources at the unemployment office, scour the classifieds, and send out resumes, hoping that someone will send a letter back offering him what he needs and wants most, a full-time job. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.